You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I want to bring in Senate Majority Leader Bob Duff, representing the 25th District out of Norwalk and Darien here in Bryan & Company. We don't often get a chance to talk to him, so we're glad for that. Mr. Senator, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much. So I have sort of two buckets here. I have the license plate camera issue and then other stuff. Which bucket do you want first?
Is this like a potluck or something?
Yeah, I don't know if you'll enjoy every course, but we have a lot to serve.
I kind of came with that in mind, so I'll go whatever you want, Johnny.
Okay, we'll go in. I want to talk about this public testimony issue and the limitations of it. You know, there's a lot of tradition here about debate, and, you know, obviously the Republicans utilized quite a bit at the end of last session, and a lot of bills didn't get through, which led to that emergency certification, and now we're getting some limitation, and some people are upset about it, even though it does feel relatively generous in terms of, you know, out of context, but in context, it's limiting. So where are you on this issue?
Well, look, I think that we're in the process, and we're always in the business of governing, and that's what we're doing. And we're passing legislation that we feel is important to the people of the state of Connecticut, and that's what we're going to continue to do. We're going to continue to deliver results. We're going to continue to govern. We're going to continue to make sure that we get things done. And the bills that you mentioned had public hearings, for the most part. All had public hearings. They've been vetted. They were vetted last session, and they just didn't get through both chambers. A lot of legislatures across the country carry over bills from one session to another. We don't have that tradition. So we thought it was important to pass some of these things now rather than wait till the end of session. We have a very short session this year. And that the things that we pass are really important to the people of the state, protecting warehouse workers, protecting small businesses, ensuring election and integrity. All those things are important for us, and thought it was that we needed to pass it right now.
And what about limiting the debate on a day like today where, you know, like whether it's to midnight or a 24-hour span, and I don't know what you're doing today. Your committees aren't the ones with the hearings, but I don't know what you do. But, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people there and a lot of people going to want to talk, and some won't get that opportunity.
Well, look, we welcome people to come up to the Capitol all the time. And I have testified in hearings myself, and I've been a chair of a committee and sat in a room from 10 in the morning until 2 in the morning. And I think that, you know, we always work hard to listen to all of our constituents, but people have a lot of different ways in which they can do that. And nowadays, people can, they can come up to the Capitol, they could go in person, they can come online, they can go via Zoom and testify via Zoom, which was not something that we had done in the past. And you can also submit written testimony. So there's many different ways. And I can tell you that if people don't even get a chance to testify in person or even via Zoom, and they submit written testimony, that is, again, as a former chair of banking and housing and energy, that we look at all that stuff. Even when I chaired appropriation subcommittees, we read all that testimony that came in from other people, and we do find that very important. Now, again, every legislature is a little different. There's a lot of legislatures that don't have public hearings, a lot of legislatures that limit the time, and a lot of legislatures that only have invited guests. So I think our process generally is very open, very transparent, and having a testimony on a bill or bills that last 24 hours, I think is good, and that gives us a good flavor of where people are.
Senate Majority Leader Bob Duff joining us here on Brian and Company. You know, there's the immunization bill. I just kind of stay away from that issue a little bit. I just don't want to sort of touch it. But the homeschooling thing is interesting to me. My kids are not homeschooled. They've been through traditional schooling, both public and private.
Yep.
And And we've talked to both sides of this issue, Senator. And for me, and I understand some of the issues, whether it's Waterbury or New Britain, there's more DCF than anything. But having said that, like, I wouldn't mind if someone's out of the system, a way to just get a check, a touch point, like even like one or two a year, just to make sure, like, okay, things are good. I don't know about, I'm not that interested in controlling curriculum per se. I just didn't know if you had a sort of a qualified stance on this issue.
Well, I think the issue really is that we have in Connecticut anyway, and we've seen some of the holes in the system because of what we've seen in the news, right? And it's been very devastating and very tragic. But I can say that in Connecticut, we have no rules, basically, for homeschooling. And if you compare us to other states, people move to Connecticut because of the fact that we have zero rules. There's zero accountability, zero rules. And that I think we should at least strive to be more in line with other states and have some minimum standards, or at least be somewhere in the middle of the pack of where our kind of our rules and regulations are. That I don't think we're looking to be like the most restrictive, or we're looking to be the most, where people have to come to a superintendent and plead their case. That's not, I don't think, what anybody's looking at. I think what we're just looking to do is have some sort of parameters so that there are, as you said, touch points, and that we're able to then have you know, at least some sort of accountability there. But I don't think it's looking anything that's very drastic at all. But I think what the issue is because of the fact that there's a group of people that feel that there shouldn't be any restrictions. That's why you're going to see, I think, a large presence at the state capitol today.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have time, but maybe there's a compromise. I think some of the stuff that your colleagues have put forth might be too much. I don't know. But, I mean, for me, I just want to make sure the kids are safe.
I think that's what everybody's looking for as well, is just to make sure the kids are safe and that kids don't fall through the cracks. You know, obviously, if a parent wants to homeschool their kid, that's certainly their right and choice. But they're also, again, you have to make sure that there are some touch points, there's some accountability, and that kids are safe. And I think that's all you're looking for. You're not looking for somebody to come over from the school district and grade papers. I don't think what anybody's looking at.
The license plate cameras, what's in the legislation and where do you stand on it?
Well, that's something I...
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I feel very passionately about and very strongly about. I mean, we see these cameras all over the place now, and I just want to start by saying that, and I've said this very consistently over the last couple of years, that I do believe that there can be useful, because in certain circumstances, there's speeding, there's sometimes there's stolen cars, there's police can't be everywhere every moment, and using technology to help fight crime is not a bad thing. However, there gets to a point where there's no checks and there's no guardrails on these systems. And we're seeing that now with a company or companies that have a large part of the market. You're now seeing these license plate readers and the data that goes there being taken and almost becoming a national database. And I said last week when I testified on the bill, this is a bill that I helped write with Senator James Maroney and Senator Martin Looney and others. And I said at the hearing, and I think I got bipartisan support on this, I said, if what you just heard about, basically almost having a national database of where everybody goes all the time because of these license plate readers, if that doesn't put the hair in the back of your neck up, I don't know what will. I mean, it's crazy that you could have a company or companies have basically tracking your information that is private. And whether they share that or not and how it gets shared is remains to be seen. But when you have a Texas Police Department looking at, and this has been in the news, is verified, looking at Connecticut as to see who maybe had an abortion up here, is very scary that you have out-of-state police departments looking at license plate readers here in Connecticut to try and utilize that for law enforcement purposes.
Yep.
Also, can I just mention one more
just
thing?
Just very quick, we're against the clock.
Yep. Yeah. One more thing is also a very big domestic violence issue as well, because you have the ability now where people can track license plates because of FOI laws of people who are going when they go to church, when they go to work, where they go to the store, those kinds of things. So all those things I think are very interesting and important, and we need to debate those things.
Mr. Senator, I wish we had more time, but I got to tell you, it's really important to have your voice on this show and on this station, so we appreciate the time.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches?
Ah.
Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.